We go to the far reaches of Europe to get this man's opinion and try and catch him out. But today we're going to keep it nice and easy for the big man himself, Mr. Andy Brassel, joining us on the show today. And Andy, if it's okay with you, we won't be going to Trabzonspor, and we won't be with you. We won't be going to Trabzonspor, and we won't be going off to Ukraine and the darkest depths of Europe. We'll be sticking nice with the Premier League, if that's all right, and everything that's going on around Sir Alex Ferguson's departure from Manchester United, man. It's so. Were you expecting this season?
No, to be honest. But I think, like most people, I found it really hard to imagine Manchester United and the Premier League without him. So it's been a huge surprise. Of course, I suppose it had to happen someday. But it's the Premier League without him. So it's been a huge surprise. Of course, I suppose it had to happen someday. But it, you know, it's. I think what makes it kind of easier for everyone is that they can just absorb the numbers, really realise that Sir Alex Ferguson really has left Manchester United.
Isn't there this thought that maybe we expect him to go out on a European Cup or at least a domestic double? But he's saying that he's leaving United in the strongest possible position. Do you think that he is leaving United in a strong position as he feels?
I think he's leaving them in a very good position. I think it's clear that there are improvements that have to be made to the team. I think that's something that's been clear for a while. I wonder if maybe it's become clear that he won't be able to make all the improvements that he wanted to after discussion with the board, because the thing is with Manchester United, they're a private company. No one actually knows what's in the pot. People can estimate, but it's something I find really interesting when it, you know, we're coming to this story of Cristiano Ronaldo maybe going back, and I really don't see where they're going to get the money for from that. And you know, that wouldn't come close to addressing the problems they have in midfield, the fact they maybe need cover in defence. What he's done this season, Sir Alex, and what his squad have done has been outstanding. But a lot of it has been relying on Robin van Persie in a slightly different, more high-spec way than Arsenal did last season. So I think it's fair to say there's a lot of work for his successors to get stuck into.
And that successor looks like it's almost guaranteed to be David Moyes, announcing that Everton announced just 20 minutes ago or so that he won't be returning to the club for next season. Moyes coming in, he's been primed and ready for this job, supposedly, for the last 5 or 6 years at least. How much pressure goes on to him, the fact that he has been the favourite for so long to take on Fergie's role?
Well, of course, there's huge pressure contingent, A, because he's following Sir Alex Ferguson, and B, because he's Manchester United, and you know, they're arguably the biggest club in the world. But I think it's just a great opportunity for him. And, you know, I don't think you can really pick and choose when you get offered a job by Manchester United or Real Madrid. Just when you get that offer, you have to take it. And it's a really great opportunity for him. And I don't think he'll be going into it, you know, fearful of what could happen. I think he'll be really thrilled by having the opportunity to take on this just enormous club, and you know, this team that's got such expectations. And you know, of course, it is a step up from Everton, with all due respect to them. Of course I wonder what really will be the difference. I think it's more in terms of the players he'll be working with, rather than even in terms of transfers. I've read and heard a lot of people saying that he had no resource at Everton, but he has spent like some sizable sums on certain players. You know, you think Fellaini, Jelovic, Miralas, players like that. You know, of course he will hope to be able to spend a little bit more at Manchester United, and presumably he'll still have the direction and advice of Sir Alex Ferguson, who will still be at the club, of course, in order to do that. But I'm really interested to see how he can connect with the existing players. I think that's the most interesting thing.
How do you go into this this dressing room if you're David Moyes? Do you try and grab the ball by the horns in the same way that we saw AVB trying to take control at Chelsea? Or do you go in slightly more, maybe placid, a little tentative, and just work your way in there? How does Moyes approach this?
To quote Alan Partridge, the wrong way round. I think it's got to be about evolution, not revolution. And I think he knows that. But because he is tweaking from a position of strength. You know, they've got a squad that largely works for them. They've got a way of playing that largely works for them. They've got a way of playing that's intrinsic to the club's personality and the fans demand, which is why I think Jose Mourinho wouldn't have worked there, for example. So, you know, he doesn't have to go in and rip everything up. I think Villas-Boas remit at Chelsea was completely different. It was maybe too much, and it was a job that was a little too early for him. But, you know, Moyes, even though he does have a fair bit to prove at this level, he has got a lot of good cards with which to work with.
And with Ferguson, though, being still at the club, looming over him, does that make it more difficult for Moyes? Because he's Sir Alex's presence is still going to be in and around the board, if you will.
Well, I think, you know, he knows the club and the team backwards. So I think it can only really be an asset for Moyes. I think that, you know, it's almost a handover period for him, and of course there will be a few teething problems, I'm sure, but that's just because it's such a massive cultural change for United after 26 and a half years. But I think to have that little bit of a hand is not just helpful, I think it's imperative in the very unique situation which they're in.
And of course, now we're already seeing possibly part of the fallout of Sir Alex Ferguson going, retiring from management, is that Wayne Rooney allegedly has said that he wants out of United as well right now. How much of Moyes' arrival is an impact on Rooney's want to leave United at the moment? Because these two didn't get on well. The lawyers came out after what Rooney said about Moyes in his book. I mean, it's not a great situation between these two.
Well, the hatchet's been buried between those two some years ago, and I think the point is more how the arrival of Moyes could positively affect Rooney. Maybe he'll see that as a new chance, or, you know, a new project or something like that, because from what we're led to understand, I think Rooney had asked for the transfer a couple of weeks ago before anyone knew anything about Sir Alex Ferguson's decision. I think he's well within his rights to want to give something different a go. He's 27. You know, if he's going to move abroad and really try something different, I think that would be interesting. Any of the clubs that have been mentioned to be after him, and, you know, I think that change in culture, that fresh impetus, that learning something new, even for a player of his level, would really be beneficial to the England team as well. And, you know, United aren't as reliant on them as on him as they have been at various points in the past. So maybe it'll be an opportunity for them too.
It'll be interesting to see how that allows potentially this rumoured transfer, as you said earlier, of Cristiano Ronaldo to come back to Manchester United. How much do you believe that this is a possibility?
It'll be an opportunity for them too.
It'll be interesting to see how that allows potentially this rumoured transfer, as you said earlier, of Cristiano Ronaldo to come back to Manchester United. How much do you believe that this is a possibility, considering the fragile position that Madrid are in at the moment?
I have to say, I don't see it at all. I just don't see where they're going to get the money from. Like I said, no one knows exactly how much is in the pot at Manchester United. But for a while now, Cristiano Ronaldo has wanted a new contract at Real Madrid. And I don't think it's any coincidence in the last couple of weeks where the Madrid papers are saying, well, he will be getting this new contract. And then all of a sudden, there's strong rumours about United. There's strong rumours about PSG, his agent, saying anything is possible. Now, we all know Real Madrid would like to get Kaká off the books in order to fund a wage bump for Cristiano, which, you know, he's not had a wage bump in 3 years, which obviously he's not starving to death. But on the other hand, considering what he's done at Real Madrid, it's absolutely extraordinary that he hasn't had a race. So I think it's his people saying, look, we can't wait. Just give us the new contract. I think there's a feeling in Portugal maybe that he's not quite as appreciated at Real Madrid as he should be. But I don't think his future is intrinsically linked to that of Mourinho's. I think that's a mistake people make because they're the same nationality and they're the two most recognisable figures in Portuguese football. I expect him to stay at Real Madrid with an improved contract.
Do you agree at all, though, that Madrid maybe have underappreciated Ronaldo when you compare how Barca appreciate Messi? We always hear Barcelona players, managers coming out and praising Messi for what he's done, whereas Ronaldo maybe doesn't get that same accolade in the press.
I think you could make an argument for that, and I think there are a couple of reasons behind that. One, Messi, despite the fact he's Argentinian, is, you know, a son of the soil, really. He came through the academy at La Masia. He's been in Barca since he was 12 years old, whereas Cristiano Ronaldo is an outsider. I'm not saying that means he shouldn't be loved a great deal. I think he should, because not only has he scored so many goals and created so many goals for Real Madrid, but he's worked so hard to make the team successful, and he scored important goals at important times as well. But I think perhaps as well, people do sort of judge him maybe on that relationship with Mourinho, which is, you know, a good one, but they're not joined at the hip. I think as well, people maybe unfairly blame him a little for Mourinho's style, you know, that reactive style of play, because he's so suited to counter-attacking. And of course, Ronaldo and Rooney, when they were at Old Trafford, that was something that worked very well for United. I remember one goal, I think it was Rooney scored against Bolton in the Premier League, where they went from defending a corner to sticking it in the back of the Bolton net in about, I think, 8.5 seconds. So it was something United could use as well. But I think there's certainly a feeling, and there has been since Mourinho arrived there, that you know, Real Madrid shouldn't play like that. They should be a dominator, not a team that waits for something to happen and then reacts to it. And, you know, it's one of the many reasons that I think Mourinho won't be particularly lamented when he goes. But I think, you know, it's a really good opportunity, really, for Ronaldo to make himself more popular, to show that he's still there for the team, that he's still an important player for the team and the club, and to make this definition between himself and Mourinho.
And Jose is not a popular character at Los Blancos. Even Pepe is somebody considered to be a very close ally of him in that Madrid camp, turning on Jose this week. With everything that Jose's been saying, the blaming of Casillas, the blaming of the media, the threat that he will stay for next season as well with Real Madrid, are we going to get this amicable terms between the board and Jose so that both can depart and both be happy with the departure?
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of brinkmanship at the moment. They know he's going. He knows he's going. The thing with Pep, I mean, he wants to stay at Real Madrid, so it's only natural that he should try and ally himself to the club rather than the coach. Again, is what we're talking about before, that sort of degree of separation to make himself distinct from his compatriot. I think that's quite important for him. I just think both Mourinho and Real Madrid are trying to get the best possible terms. Obviously, if they could get some sort of compensation package for him off Chelsea, they'd be delighted. So, you know, I don't think we want to read anything into it. Taking a while, and, you know, various barbs coming from either sides of the fence. I'm sure it'll be all sorted out in good time.
Just lastly, Andy, before we let you go, we know there's such a strong relationship between Sir Alex and Cristiano, and Ronaldo has said on a number of occasions he'd only go back to England to play for Manchester United. But with Fergie gone, does that open the door for a Chelsea, for a Manchester City, to start looking at Ronaldo again? Because that father figure that was there at United, it isn't in the dressing room anymore as before.
I'm not sure that's something that would be a huge influence on his decision to stay or otherwise. As I say, my belief is he'll stay. But, you know, even though Sir Alex was a father figure for him, as he said, a lot of times that didn't stop him digging his heels in and really fervently wanting to leave United in the first place. So I don't think that would make him come back particularly. I think for him, just the respect of that rise around Real Madrid is important. I don't know, maybe he'll sign the contract and leave for next week. But I don't think Real Madrid really want that. I don't think he really wants that. I think he wants to go on and win the Champions League with Real Madrid. Yeah, I don't think the Sir Alex factor is really part of it. Although, you know, it's not surprising that clubs all over the world want him, and I think he will use that as leverage.
And now, of course, we have to wait and see what else happens after Sir Alex's departure from the United dressing room. Who takes over at Everton? Who comes in now to United? Who goes out the door? It's going to be a very interesting merry-go-round indeed. And Andy, hopefully you'll be there to follow it with us all the way through the summer and into the next season as well, mate.
Pleasure.
Cheers, Andy. Thank you so much for joining us today. Andy Brassel there on World Football Daily, talking all things Sir Alex Ferguson and the departure of him from the United dressing room. And we'll be talking about that a little more in just a second when Mr. Rafa Gonzalez joins me here.